Welcome to Community Pop, an IADA Northland podcast where we get to know members of our community, where each interviewee gets to nominate the next person for me to pop over and ask a question to.
I'm your host, Caitlin Wolf, and today we're talking to Claire Mainz, interior designer at IA Minneapolis's studio.
Hi, Claire. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, good morning, Caitlin. Thanks for having me.
As you know, you were nominated by Corinne Howard at Dunwoody College of Technology, and she has a question she wants me to ask you. But first, can you tell us a little bit about your background and what sparked your interest in interior design?
So I've been a right brain thinker my entire life, and I knew from a very early age that a career where I could express myself creatively and do something in the design field was definitely a direction that I could see myself moving in. And I've always had a wild imagination, and I've found that being able to express myself through creative outlets, whether obsessing over art projects growing up or being active as a dancer like I was for a majority of my younger years of life, that's when I have truly felt at home with myself and the most happy.
What brought you to design school?
Well, I can still vividly remember where I was sitting in fifth grade after having a career conversation with my homeroom teacher. We had our entire class group together, and I had this thought in my mind that interior design could really be something I would thrive in as an adult. And I know it's not common for people to pinpoint exactly what they want to do in life at such a young age especially, but that was something that was very clear for me from the beginning. And looking back on it now, having been in the industry for a number of years, it's been great to reflect on all of the steps that I took to get to this point, and thinking of a little 10-year-old me and how really seeing this passion of mine come to fruition as an adult has been amazing. For school, I went to the University of Minnesota here in the Twin Cities, and I'm originally from St. Paul, so a local hometown girl, and I went through the 4-year design program at the U and absolutely loved it and had a great education there.
You have a new role as of recently, so can you tell us about that and kind of what your career journey has been?
I started my career as an intern while I was still in school at BDH, and I worked there for a few months to finish my education as an intern, and then post-graduation, I was hired on as an interior designer, and I worked at BDH for the last 7 years, specifically in the multi-housing sector, and had a great knowledge base from all of the designers over there. But now looking ahead, I'm very excited for my next steps as a designer, working for the IA Minneapolis' studio, where my new focus will be on corporate design.
Excellent. And Claire, you're also really involved in IADA Northland, and you're on the board. Can you tell us about your position?
I am currently serving as the Vice President of Membership for our Northland chapter. And what our role is in the board is to look over member engagement efforts and really ensure that all of our members are getting the most out of their membership and truly feel like an integral part of our local design community, which is very important to me and our chapter as a whole. And we're also in charge of coordinating volunteers for committees and event committees in general. So if you're ever interested in becoming a volunteer or a member, feel free to reach out to me directly through our membership email, which is membership@iida-northland.org, and we would love to have you join us.
Corinne Howard at Dunwoody nominated you for this episode, Claire, and she has a question for you. What life lesson did you learn at school that has stuck with you today and has helped you professionally?
I learned very on in my schooling that design is 100% about trial and error. You're never going to know if something is going to be successful until you at least try it. So I always push myself to make sure I am at least going for something in a design sense that I want to try, and if it fails, it fails. But in the process, I know that I've learned something, and I can hopefully reroute my thought process behind the design and do whatever I need to do to next time to make it more successful.
Now it's time for our lightning round. We were inspired by Vogue's 73 question style interviews. We don't have time for 73, so we're shortening it to 23. So go with your gut, Claire. Are you ready?
Great. I am set.
What do you usually drink in the morning?
Coffee.
If you were to go back to school, what would you want to learn?
Cooking.
What's a design trend you want to see disappear forever?
Shiplap.
What's the best thing that happened to you during COVID?
I was really able to realize the most important people and things in my life.
What's the worst thing that happened to you during COVID?
I unfortunately came down with COVID 2 different times.
What's your hometown?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
What's the best vacation you've ever been on?
Ireland.
Describe the style of your home in two words.
Eclectic comfort.
When are you the most inspired?
When I'm around people who are close to me and help motivate me.
Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
What's the best thing about being an interior designer?
Being able to share my love of design with others in the community.
What show could you watch over and over?
Chopped.
What's your favorite place or space in the Twin Cities?
The St. Paul Farmers Market.
What city would you pick up and move to in a heartbeat?
Denver, Colorado.
What's inspiring you in life right now?
The ability to do and be anything that I want to.
What do you do on a rainy day?
Grab some coffee and organize my apartment.
What's your favorite local restaurant?
I love Wakame for sushi.
What album or artist do you listen to the most?
Machine Gun Kelly.
What's your favorite smell?
Fir or pine trees.
How do you decompress?
I love going to the gym to exercise and cooking.
If you could make a documentary, what would it be about?
The rise of social media and especially TikTok and how trends are created.
What's your favorite late night snack?
Top the tater with classic Lay's potato chips.
What's one goal you are determined to achieve in your lifetime?
Successfully cooking a beef Wellington, specifically Gordon Ramsay's version.
Count me in. Claire, that's all the questions I have for you today. How can our listeners stay connected to you?
Yeah, so I'm very social and active on social media in general, so feel free to connect with me personally on LinkedIn or on Instagram at IA Architects, especially to see what we've been up to in the design field.
Thanks for being a part of our podcast, Claire.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Community Pop. Stay tuned for the next episode, and thank you to all of our IIDA Northland chapter sponsors for making this podcast possible. I'm your host, Caitlin Wolf. Stay well, friends.